Now, we've had a question from Lord Gynoid, which I will put to Chris Bishop, if that's okay. He said, how will faster computer processors be made in the future?
So computer processors have been doubling in speed every 2 years for the last 50 years or so, and that's been driven by something called Moore's Law, which says that the number of transistors on a processor keeps doubling every 2 years. And as the transistors have got smaller and smaller, we've fitted more and more onto the chip, but we're starting to run into some problems. And one of the problems we're hitting already is to do with the heat density that's being produced by all these transistors in a tiny space switching on and off. Right now, the heat density on a chip is equal to that of a hot plate on a cooker, and if we carry on the way we've been going, then in about 10 years' time, that heat density will equal that at the surface of the sun. So we have to find a new way forward. And the main approach that we're adopting is to do what we call parallel computing. So instead of trying to make each individual processor run faster, we have several processors side by side, all working on the problem together. And using that technique of parallel processing, we should be able to continue to get processors collectively to run faster and faster, and to continue this doubling every 2 years for a good many years, if not decades, to come.
Thank you, Chris.